already there in Paul's day. The Antichrist was already there in John's day. They weren't saying to look in the future for a monstrous man to come who is the Antichrist. Neither one of them said that. They said it's already going on, but before Jesus comes back, it's going to be exposed. So this man of sin is already at work, just as John said. There are many Antichrists, and they went out from us. Paul is describing that same spirit, those same people, directed by that same man of sin, Lucifer himself. But that man of sin has been revealed to some of God's people. He's been revealed to us. God is beginning to set his people free. We all know that in John's Revelation, the book of Revelation, a beast is mentioned. This is a great world ruler who will have a helper called the false prophet, and they will subjugate the entire earth and persecute and put to death any who do not worship the beast. But that is not the Antichrist. That beast is coming, but the Antichrist is already here. He's been here, as I said, almost from the inception of the New Testament. The mystery of iniquity doth already work. Even now there be many Antichrists. There is a reason that the word Antichrist is not in the book of Revelation. Think about that. When you use the word Antichrist, you are talking about a being who has been here since the earliest days of the New Testament and has worked and is virtually in control of the minds of God's people today. But he is going to be revealed for what he really is. And the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, is doing that now in the hearts of many who believe the truth when they hear it. The Antichrist is already at work, and he's in full command of that institution that is called the church. And he's already seated in the temple of God, because Paul says, he prophesies about this and describes it in 2 Thessalonians chapter 4, chapter 2, verse 4. He said that this Antichrist sits in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, don't think in carnal terms. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Paul said that the Antichrist sits in the temple of God. What did Paul say is the temple of God? He wrote to the Corinthian saints and said, "Don't you know that you are the temple of God? The Holy Ghost dwells in you." 1 Corinthians 3:16. That is the only temple of God on the planet. Paul asked the saints to think about that and to think that way. So when Paul said that the Antichrist is sitting in the temple of God, he's not describing a building in Jerusalem. Many religious teachers, biblical teachers, carnally minded, read that verse in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, about the man of sin sitting in the temple of God, and they teach that this Antichrist is a bad man coming in the future who's going to build a building in Jerusalem and sit in it. Well, look, Paul was not foolish. Paul used words the way God uses words. When Paul said this man of sin is sitting in the temple of God, he knew what the temple of God is. He didn't teach that a temple would be rebuilt in Jerusalem. Even if men did build a temple in Jerusalem, it wouldn't be the temple of God. They might call it that, but that won't make it true. What Paul said was true. The Antichrist is sitting in God's temple, and you are the temple of the living God because the Holy Ghost is dwelling in you. That is where the Antichrist is reigning, in the temple of God, in the hearts of people who have the real Spirit of God. They are the only temple of God that exists on the planet, those in whom the Spirit of God is. That is where the throne of the Antichrist is. He's sitting there as God, claiming to be God himself. And God's people have received him that way because they've been misled by Christian doctrine. That's how you receive the spirit of Antichrist, through his doctrines. Even ancient philosophers, Socrates and Plato, knew and said,